311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to yet another edition of the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. I am your host this afternoon, Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, and I'm back with you after a few weeks. In my absence, I want to say a special thank you to Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Andrew Taylor for doing a very wonderful job in my absence in keeping you guys well informed, as I know he did throughout the past couple of weeks. We are well into our Christmas holiday season, whatever you tell season, you know, we call it so many different things, but we are definitely well into our Christmas season. And actually, we are exactly 2 weeks away from the actual day of Christmas Day. And, you know, as I said, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Mr. Taylor would have spent the last few weeks with you guys and making sure that you guys are well equipped with the knowledge to keep yourself fire safe and life safe in terms of fire and life safety over the last few weeks. And as I said, because we're into the Christmas season, I hope that each and every one of you are having a wonderful Sunday and a wonderful Christmas season in general. I hope you're getting through with all your shopping, your cleaning, your all the things that we do to make this particular season and this particular time special for us and our families and our friends, etc. And I trust that each and every one of you are having all that you dream and you wish for this holiday season. I also want to thank you again, as always, for taking time out of your busy schedules to spend this half hour each and every Sunday with us, the team of the Barbados Fire Service Industry 111 Radio Program. So as I said, you know, we're well into the Christmas season, and I want to speak today basically continue on from where Taylor would have left off last week, because I did recall that he mentioned that we would be, you know, touching on some safety and so on tips relating to the Christmas season throughout the month, at least for the next couple of weeks, and we definitely will do that. I will also recap a little bit of what he would have touched on last week, and I didn't remember he touched on the Christmas decorative lights. We touch on not buying the cheapest light because of the price, but looking also at the best quality light suited for what you wanted, for what it is required. For example, you did state about making sure, knowing the difference between your indoor Christmas lights and your outdoor Christmas lights, and understanding the importance of using the appropriate lights for the appropriate environment. You don't want to be using indoor lights on the outdoors. As we know, electricity and water don't go very well together. So all of these things I did recall that he mentioned. He also mentioned about the overloading of sockets. Make sure that you don't overload your sockets. And I know at this time where you're struggling for more sockets, the urge is always there for persons to just find somewhere to put in plug, and then we have an overload of sockets. And I just want to remind you that the dangers that come with overloading of those sockets. In terms of having use of extension cords, I know this is also something that is quite common, especially at this time, as I said, because of space, because of the amount of appliances and the amount of lights and Christmas tree and all the different things that we would have plugged in at this time. I know that the use of extension cords is something that is common for this time of the year. I want to remind you, though, that the extension cord is a short-term use. It is not something that you use for an extended period of time and you just have constantly using year-round. You know, just plugged in and going, you use an extension cord for a short period of time. In addition, I want to remind persons, because we are speaking in terms of electrical and having more stuff plugged into your outlets. One of the things I also want to remind you is that, you know, we speak about it during the normal period of the year, but this holiday season is also extremely important, even probably more important to have a qualified electrician to come and probably run some checks just to make sure that your electrical capacity at home is equipped to handle the excess load that you might put on it, the increased load that you may be putting on it in terms of your Christmas lights, your Christmas trees, etc. So I want to remind person that if you haven't done it before, if you haven't had it done recently, I want to urge you to have your electrician come before you string up your 3,000 lights or how much other lights you plan to put up and your Christmas tree and all the different decorative stuff that you're going to put up for this season. I want to remind you that if you're going to do that, to have your a qualified, and I like to stress on that word, qualified. You don't want somebody who knows a bit of electrician work, but somebody who is qualified as an electrician to come and give you a good run through and let you know that everything is basically a go. You know, I like to use this example. If you, in some cases, when you're going to do certain physical activities, your advice is seek medical advice to make sure that you are able or that your body is able to undertake such physical activity. And in the same way, you want to relate it to your house. You know, just before you put the extra load on your electrical circuits and so on at home, it is important that you make sure that your house is able to handle that physical load. And in that, there's where the electrician comes in to come and give you that diagnosis to make sure that everything is a go and that you have a wonderful Christmas and that you don't have the wrong light, you know, in this season. Because we always say that it is hard and it is always painful to lose a house, property, and a life for those who are left behind to mourn the loss. And it is even worse when it happens at this time of the year. You work so hard to, you know, achieve all the things that you or acquire all the things that you have, and then to lose it at this time is definitely not a good feeling for anyone. And we at the fire service will definitely not like for something like that to happen to any one of you. And therefore, we are just reminding you, even though these are some of the things that you would know from previous and you would have heard them over and over, we just want to remind you to be mindful at this time of the year as you go into, you know, your Christmas holidays. So that was just basically like a recap of some of the stuff that my colleague, Mr. Taylor, would have spoken about last week in terms of safety, home safety, especially at this Christmas time. One of the things that I noticed, though, as town has become a bit busier, I noticed that the hardware stores, a lot of the hardware stores have become busier. One of the things that stood out for me in my observations was that there are a lot more persons who seem now to be buying or who seem to be into the live Christmas trees. Yes, and that is, you know, some persons like it for different reasons. The look, some people, you know, like that live feel. Some people also like the smell of the pine. But whatever is your preference, I just want to make sure that it is done safely for this Christmas season. And because we have these amount of live Christmas trees, I also want to remind you that live Christmas trees tend to require a special, a little more special attention than the artificial trees. Live Christmas trees can result in deaths, injuries, and thousands of dollars in property damage and even loss. For those of you who may or may not know, but those are the things that can be the result of live Christmas trees. Shorts and electrical lights or open flames from candles, lighters, or even from matches can also catch your live Christmas trees very, very quickly. And it says that it only takes 30 seconds for a dry tree to be engulfed, for a dry tree to engulf a room in flames. I will repeat that it only takes, well, actually less than 30 seconds for a dry tree to engulf a room in flames. And as we probably would have said on this program before, fire doubles in size and intensity every 30 seconds. So, you know, you want to be mindful about these live trees. All well and good to get them, but you must understand that you're going to take special care when you're going to purchase them and have them in your home for the Christmas season. Now, one of the things that you would always hear when it as it relates to live Christmas trees is a wet tree is a safe tree. A wet tree is a safe tree. Therefore, saying that you need to make sure that you keep the live trees watered. Keep the tree watered. You have to keep the tree watered and maintained daily to make sure that the possibility of a fire does not occur through from the live Christmas tree, because a dry Christmas tree will definitely be volatile and be very susceptible to catching on fire. So you want to keep them well watered. You want to keep them in about what? 7.6 liter capacity of water, and that would be what you would like to keep your trees in to make sure or to ensure that they don't catch a fire while in your home. Now, the artificial trees do not pose as much of a fire hazard. Just make sure that your artificial tree is also flame retardant if possible, but they do not pose as much of a fire hazard as would the live trees. So please, people, I just want to remind you that those live trees, keep them watered. Keep them watered. So as I said, a live Christmas tree that is kept in approximately 7.6 liters capacity of water will not ignite under normal circumstances. So, you know, you want to make sure that you do that. I notice I'm repeating all the time in terms of having that tree watered, because that is vitally important in terms of your live trees. And as I said, a lot of persons this year have gone that route of having live Christmas trees. And I want to make sure that each and every one of you with those live trees have a safe and a wonderful season with your live tree without any casualties, so to speak. Now, in addition to the trees and the cure of the tree, one of the things I want to add as well to about live Christmas trees before moving on from the trees is that no matter how wet your tree is, or the tree will start to dry out after about 4 weeks. So no matter how watered your tree is, after about 4 weeks, that tree will start to dry out and become more susceptible to fire. So therefore, you want to make sure that, and I know sometimes we have a habit, a lot of us after that Christmas season, sometimes halfway into the year, some persons still have up their decorations or their tree. They might have just pushed it in the corner or something, but it's still up. I want to remind you that for the live trees, you don't want to have those trees stored like that after the Christmas. After that holiday period is up, in time to take down the tree, you dispose of it in the appropriate fashion, because you don't want to have a situation where it becomes too dry and it ignites in your home. So just want to remind persons of the importance of removing that tree at the end of the Christmas period, the holiday period, and making sure that you don't have, or that you don't create a situation, a fire situation within your home. So good luck to all of you and who have those live trees. Now, having a live tree, we're talking about lighting, and we talk about overloading the sockets, running the carpets. One of the things I also know, and that we all know, is that at the Christmas time, during this time, persons cooking is something that we pride ourselves on around this time. Persons cook more, persons bake more, we use the stove a lot more, and we therefore have to be even more cautious at this time when it comes to our fire safety in the kitchen. Because as we know, the kitchen is one of the most volatile places as it relates to fires within the home. And it is responsible for, unattended stores are usually responsible for many of the fires. Most of the fires within the homes, setting starts in the kitchen is one of the most vulnerable areas of any home as it relates to fire. And I just want to remind persons that as we go into our season, I know next week we will be in full swing as it relates to that baking and the extra cooking and so forth within the next week or two in our season. So I just want to remind persons that at this time, apart from cooking, apart from the decorating and so on, we work generally, some of us work longer hours. We work harder in some cases. We are busier in many cases. And therefore, that leads to us, the body being more fatigued and being a lot more tired. And therefore, sometimes if you work and you come in at night, persons would tend to come in, they may be hungry, and attempt to put on something on the stove, prepare something to eat, prepare a meal. But I always tell people at this time, if you come home and you're too tired to prepare a meal, find an alternative meal that does not require you to use the stove. Because very often people come home tired and they fall asleep, they leave the stove unattended, and we all know the end result that can occur. And not only loss of property, but life also, that's very important. We would not want such to happen to you or any one of you at this time of the year. So be very mindful that as you approach the season and you're working hard, you're working longer to make sure that if you're too tired, find an alternate meal and, you know, live to see another day, so to speak. Now, again, in terms of being busy, if you are going to be cooking and you're going to be doing other stuff around the house, I know a person is going to be cooking and cleaning. They usually go hand in hand. And at this time, they go hand in hand even more. Your person is doing a lot of cooking and cleaning. And sometimes, and additionally, you may have small children in the house. And sometimes you can easily get sidetracked with either dealing with your children, either cleaning. You may get sidetracked. The telephone may ring. You may go answer the phone. You may forget that you have the stove on. Now, one of the things I've told people over the years is if you're going to leave the kitchen for any reason, carry the saucepan cover with you, you know, carry a mitten with you, something like that, so that you could, it should be a reminder, hopefully, that you have something on the stove doing. And that is one of the ways that I can, you know, can say that can help you as a person to remember that you're using the stove. One of the other things I also advise people to make sure that the pots, to turn the pot handles away from where a person will be walking, so that you don't create a situation where you accidentally knock the pot over from off the stove because you walk close to it or something like that. Turning your pot handles away from the stove can help you to be safer as well. And like I said, taking a pot, taking the cover with you to the next room, if you have to leave the kitchen for any reason, could be a good reminder that you're using the stove. Now, additionally, apart from all of these little tidbits that we've been given, one of the things that you also have to remember, and you should remember, this goes for any period or any time of the year, your smoke alarms, your working smoke alarms, and your working and well service fire extinguishers are also vitally important at this time and at any other time. I want to remind you to also make sure that their service, remember that your smoke alarm, you test them at least once a month. There's a test button on each of them. You press and hold that test button to make a check to make sure that your smoke alarm is functioning. If you hear a slight beep, it means that the battery of your alarm needs to be changed, and you can therefore do that. Most of the smoke alarms that I have encountered, they carry the 9-volt battery. That is that little rectangular battery for those of you who are not aware of them by voltage. But the smoke alarm carries that 9-volt battery. So make sure your smoke alarms are working the same way that you're going to be mindful of the gifts you have to buy for persons and all the different things that you're looking to get, the new carpet, the new curtains, all of these things. Also make sure that you prioritize your smoke alarm, make sure that it is working, and your fire extinguisher, make sure you have it, that you have it serviced at least once a year, and always do that check to make sure that it was done for the period of the year. That, again, you know that you have working smoke alarms and working fire extinguishers if for whatever reason you may have to use that extinguisher. So yes, I did touch, this is one of my points I had here in terms of if you're feeling tired and exhausted or intoxicated or you're medicated, because sometimes some persons are taking medication that can lead to them feeling drowsy. or sleepy, tired, whatever. And if you come home or you're on medication, also be mindful as well, because that is one of the areas that sometimes we overlook. We always talk about being sleepy from being physically tired, but you also have to be mindful of persons who take medication that can lead to drowsiness. You want to be mindful as well when you're going to be using the stove, if you have to be using the stove, and in terms of taking that type of medication as well, you have to be very aware of the significance of staying alert. And if you're not sure that you can stay alert, as I said, try to find an alternative meal for that particular time, so that we don't have those, so we don't have any fires. Hopefully, we don't have any more fires for the rest of the year. And I noticed that my colleague, Mr. Taylor, would have alluded to the fact, and I think that has been a constant trend within the last couple of months, that the fires have gone down to some extent, and that there has been generally an improvement. And for that, I want to congratulate the public, for those who listen constantly to the show, those who might not have listened, but who have started to take more interest in their fire safety. I want to say kudos to you, and I want you to keep up that good work in terms of your fire safety and making sure that you keep your home safe. And you notice I might be stressing on home here, but because home is where we do a lot of the work at this time of the year in terms of sprucing up and everything else. But everything I'm speaking about here is also applicable to the workplace. Obviously, the workplace sometimes present different types of challenges, and you, the working class, would know the type of challenges that the workplace also present. But certain principles apply, whether it be in the workplace or in the home, whether it be in school, church, wherever have you. Things like having working fire extinguishers and working smoke alarms, these are principles that don't change whether you're at home, school, work, wherever you might be. So I just want to remind persons of the importance of taking these tips from one location to another. If you are, I find that most of the workplaces have done over the past couple of years, I would observe that a lot of business places have been really keeping up with their annual, twice a year fire, keeping up with their fire drills twice a year at least, and having their annual fire inspections and so forth. So that is a step in the right direction. I also want to remind you, apart from keeping up with your drills, keeping up with your fire inspection, that the importance of practicing good housekeeping practices in terms of keeping your walkways and your exit paths clear at all times, don't have any boxes or anything piled up in front of your fire extinguishers. All of these things are not only applicable in the home, but in your business or vice versa. So you just can always know that you can take these things to both home or in the workplace. Now, we spoke generally to today on live Christmas trees and the whole aspect of Christmas, the cooking, the baking. I know persons are going to be baking at this time as well. And for those of you who are going to be doing that, just want to keep reminding you of the importance of life, fire and life safety at this time. We are almost out of time already for today's program. So we look forward, actually, next week is going to be exactly 1 week away from Christmas Day. So we'll probably recap a little more next week relating to this. But time will tell. But for sure, I want to remind you, the public, that as you go around this season, doing your Christmas shopping, for example, be mindful that we're going to leave the house in the hustle and bustle of leaving the house to go do your shopping, to make sure that you have your stove turned off, make sure that any plugs that are not relevant, and the most relevant plug that has to be left in is the fridge for obvious reasons, but any plugs that are not relevant, I want to remind you to make sure that you unplug them before leaving home. Make sure you have your stove, not only the stove knobs, but the gas main turned off before leaving home. Unplug your iron before leaving. I know persons say we've heard that, we know that, but this is the time where everybody's hectic, everybody's busy, and we tend to sometimes, it's very easy to slip the mind And we don't want any casualties for the Christmas season. So we want to constantly remind you to do those things. And remember to keep those live Christmas trees, keep them wet. A wet tree is a safe tree, that's what they say. So we want to make sure that we keep that happening. Now, we've come basically to the end of this afternoon's production of the 311 Radio Show. I want to say thanks to you, the listeners of the Starcom Network, VOB 92.9 station, for the constant listeners who see me or so on. I would say that they listen to the program every Sunday. I want to continue to say thank you and continue to listen to the program. I want to say big thank you and continue. And for those who are new listeners, if you may have any new listeners today, I want to say to you, welcome aboard. And we hope that you continue to listen to the 311 Radio Show as time go on well into the new year of 2023, which is just around the corner. If you've missed any of today's program of this 311 show, you want to hear the recording, you can go to the VOB's podcast, which is www.vob929.com, www.vob929.com. Or if you want to see it via the Facebook page, VOB's Facebook page, VOB92.9 FM, VOB92.9 FM, you can view it on the Facebook page. So I have been your host, Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins. I've been with you this afternoon for the last 30 minutes or so, and I want to wish you a safe, healthy, and a wonderful week, Barbados. And whatever you do, be safe. And always, as we always say at the end of every 311 radio recording, fire prevention is our intention. Have a wonderful week, Barbados, and bye-bye.